to Dish Nation.
Woo! Hey! Yeah, baby.
Let's go. We have got a great show coming up for you, but before we do anything, I got to check in with my buddies. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, Sherry.
What up, Sherry?
Now, Portia and Brad are out today, and they couldn't deal with the commute to work. So coming up, Adele Said Hello is the host of Saturday Night Live, and Tyra Banks is setting the record straight and telling us who's not banned from Dancing with the Stars.
Plus, Andrew Freund talks to Anthony Anderson and the stars of Black-ish. And, yo, you have to hear what Anthony has to say about Tracee Ellis Ross posting thirst traps. But, Sherry, what you got?
All right, Chewy. Saturday was a very special day. It was the birthday! 34!
Wow,
is that it, Chewy?
34!
Yeah, the champagne poppy gave fans a treat by dropping a teaser video with the release date for his upcoming album, Certified Lover Boy. Yes, you are, Drake. Now, Drake celebrated his big day at Nobu in L.A. Of course, you know there was tons of drinks and food. But this was an item on the menu that almost blew my wig off. I gotta tell y'all, the mac and cheese allegedly included capers and raisins.
No.
That sounds like the work of white folk.
Yeah, if you look at the menu, if you look at the grilled cauliflower on the menu, it has the same description. So this could have been a mistake. I'm hoping.
I hope
but
so.
But Chewy, do you think that maybe that's how they make mac and cheese in Canada?
I think so, Sherry. Maybe that's how they do it in Toronto. And maybe my boy Drake, that was his request for his birthday. You know, you never know. He probably met up with the chef and he was like, yo, I want capers and raisins in my mac and cheese.
Ew.
So it's his birthday. He might like it. I don't know. That's not how we do it here in LA.
You know, I realized I was moving on up like the Jeffersons when this year I went to a party and they had escargot.
Nice.
Never in my life have I had escargot before. And I knew what it was going into it from my years of watching cartoons. I knew it was snail, but you know what? It was actually alright. I kind of liked it. It wasn't as good
like
as I thought it was going to be.
It's good.
Everything don't
it's
taste
really
like
good.
Chicken.
I saw on the menu one time head crack because I had never had it, and it said hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres. And I didn't know what that was. I think it's hors d'oeuvres. Somebody finally told me
it
what
definitely
it was.
Don't look how it's spelled, you know what I mean?
Hors d'oeuvres, whores. I was like, oh, well, whores, I could eat that. Okay, we got it.
I'll take two. All right, so now Adele made her debut as the host of Saturday Night Live over the weekend. In her monologue, she addressed the weight loss, and she said because of COVID travel restrictions, she could only bring half herself. Got tons
that's
of laughs.
Funny.
And
that's
one of the skits was a parody of The Bachelor, where Adele played herself as one of the contestants, and she interrupted everything by bursting out into song. Check it out.
It has not been years since you've seen Ben. You've been singing to him all night.
Oh, my God. I know you're so right, Hannah B. I'm being a right prick yet again. I will leave you two alone. Goodbye.
This is so much better.
Yes, so much better.
Though I do feel kind of weird that I yelled at the actual Adele to go away.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Why?
Because she's back. I can see her in the bushes right behind us.
Hello from inside this bed.
Yo, so funny.
You know, it was going to get those songs out of Adele one way or another. Do you think this was SNL's excuse to have her sing, Chewy?
Absolutely. They were like, we have Adele here. She's hosting the show. She's not the musical guest, but we have to have this Grammy Award-winning singer sing. So, hell yeah, that was their way of making her do her thing. And I loved every minute of it. It was perfect. It was perfect.
Oh, I love how SNL, you know, they will craft a skit towards the person, you know, the star's strengths. And you know her strength is singing. And hello, we all love it. So I love that they did that for Adele because they knew she was nervous too.
Sherry, were you surprised that Adele's hosting and acting abilities?
You know what? I absolutely enjoyed Adele. I couldn't get over how much weight Adele had lost. So I think head cracked the whole time. I kept going, she's beautiful. Oh my gosh, she's stunning.
Yeah.
So I think I paid attention more to her weight loss than her acting.
I missed most of the monologue. I was checking her out.
All right, well, it seems like every day there's something on TikTok trending. Okay, President Obama's 19-year-old daughter, Sasha, popped up in a friend's video. But check this out, y'all. It was quickly deleted, but the internet never forgets. And I watched it maybe 10 times, laughing my ass off. Yes, Sasha and her friends were dancing to Moneybagg Yo's Said Something featuring the City Girls. And they were lip-syncing the verse by rapper JT. Check it out.
City Girls make them wish like Ray J. Let me talk to her.
All these niggas want to
JT. They do. Hellcat, this a SRT. Pull up G-Wags, 3. Make a 55 suck day T.
Yo, that's hilarious. This I was laughing so my head. Yo, I love that on Twitter and everywhere else, it was trending and people were calling her Sasha City Girls Obama, and that just caught wind. I think she should just keep that nickname. I think it works. Mm.
Trust me, it could be a lot worse. I'm not mad at the DC City Girls.
Yo, but Gary, if Sasha wanted to avoid controversy, what song should she have sang instead, man?
If it would have been me, I would have sang Hero, Honey by Mariah Carey. That was something, a nice, soft song, and people
would relate to it.
Right. Because those girls are not hood girls, Sherry. You know Sasha and Malia are not hood girls.
How do you know she's not hood girls? Her mama from Chicago, Gary. By virtue of us being from Chicago, we got some hood.
You hood. They mama is not hood. They mama wound up being the first lady, honey. You might be hood.
Michelle Obama said the other day when she was doing her motivational speaking. She hood.
It slipped.
Because it always slipped when you hood. You can't take the hood out the girl.
Well, all right, Sherry, honey. Now, listen up, y'all. The other day, honey, we reported, y'all, that Tyra Banks didn't want any of the Real Housewives, honey, on Dancing with the Stars.
That's
and I don't
right.
blame her. Now, as we said, honey, this was a rumor, and Tyra wants to set the record straight. So you want to read the quote, Sherry?
Oh, sure, Gary. Tyra's publicist said, this is 100% untrue. She's a huge fan of the Housewives, and everyone knows Tyra's a businesswoman first. Why would she say anything against the Housewives? She has nothing to do with casting.
Mm. But anyway, so do you think this is true, Sherry, or is she just trying to save face? Because I think she's just trying to save face. Tyra don't want to be bothered with them heifers, honey, at all.
Well, maybe all this smizing is just to cover Gary. If somebody says she's being shady, she just smizes. But, you know, I think if this is damage control, you're doing a great job.
Okay.
Tyra's just like, put him on the show. I believe she didn't say it.
Right.
Head crack. Mm. I know Portia was not bothered because she was like, what do you want me to do with that information when she heard the report? But you think it had to make Portia feel better to know that Tyra said this is so not true?
Absolutely. Portia's a woman of many talents. So, like, any additional opportunities where she can get out there and shine and be great, I know this gives her joy. That she's probably, like, rehearsing right now. Like, I could picture her, like, in a room by herself doing all that Rhythm Nation Pleasure Principle stuff that Janet Jackson was doing.
I would love to see Portia do a salsa or a foxtrot because Portia has the body.
They got to have a twerk segment, the first episode. I'm just saying, just for the culture, please and thank you.
All right, was Cher talking about herself when she sang, DMT, Trampling Thieves? Huh? Well, we'll tell you what made Cher a thief after the break.
Oh, what?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. How you guys doing?
Good day.
We've got some more high tea at noon about the royals, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, as Gary would say, his cousins, the
Nailed it.
I nailed it. Well, in the book, there's a book called Battle of Brothers, William and Harry, the inside story of a family in tumult. Now, the author is claiming that Prince William, that's Harry's older brother, didn't think too highly of how the whole birth of Archie happened. So when Archie's born, they leave the hospital, they get whisked away, they go home.
Oh.
No drama, no nothing, no press, nothing. Well, the palace released a statement about 8 hours later saying, well, it looks like any time now Meghan Markle is in labor and the new royal baby could be born any second. When in fact, she was, like I said, she was already at home with Archie. Well, Prince William and his wife, Duchess Kate, didn't quite fancy the manipulated information about Archie's birth, referring to Meghan as a prima donna. And the couple was so mad at how the whole thing went down, they refused to meet the new baby nephew for 8 days.
Aww.
Yo.
Sherry, do you think it's strange that Prince William, the older brother, would be so upset?
Heck yeah.
By how it was all handled? I don't get it.
I'm the oldest of my family, and all the responsibilities were always put on me. I get freaking mad even now when my baby sister, who is grown with 3 kids, gets away with stuff. I'm like, why did she get to do it, and I didn't get to do it? And I'm sure, and I think that I absolutely think he was mad because he's like, I had to walk out on the balcony, freaking put all my kids over the balcony and swing them in front of the press. I didn't get to do privacy. I didn't get to go rest at home. There's protocol. We're the royal family. You don't do things like people who live in Hackensack, New Jersey. You gotta do stuff.
Right.
You don't get to skirt all of the pomp and circumstance.
Okay, remember the movie Witches of Eastwick?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yes. Popular show. Jack Nicholson, you had Cher, you had Susan Sarandon, and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, during a recent interview, Susan said Cher hijacked her character. So Susan was supposed to play Cher's character.
So very sexy.
Yeah, when they initially auditioned, or maybe who knows if these ladies have to audition for anything. It was like, okay, Susan, we want you to play this character. Susan was off in Italy. She's like, okay, when I come back, yeah, sure. And she gets back
to
and
shoot
like,
the film.
No, Cher's going to play that character we said you were going to play, and you're going to play this other character.
But Frank, it gets kind of messy, brother, because the interviewer said to Susan, so Cher sort of muscled her way into the part. And then Susan replied, that's John. He and her had a past liaison or something, so that was another element. Damn. And the John Susan is referring to was the film's producer, John Peters.
Oh, she got the Peters.
Yeah.
But Joe Sherry, do you think this was Susan's way of kind of like low-key throwing some shade at Cher, saying, you know, she probably gave up that WAP for the part?
Yeah, because, you know, it's, you know, because Susan Sarandon, I remember sitting next to Susan Sarandon on a plane, and she's very just like, she don't go there like that. You know, she ain't, you don't look at Susan like freak of a week, and she just says anything she wants.
Oh.
So, you know.
Right.
And so right. I think that absolutely, she's not going to say she gave it up, but that was her way of throwing her little shade at Cher, because I'm sure she wanted that role. I like old lady beef.
So many of the real old ladies of Beverly Hills.
What you calling me a hoe, Susan? I don't know.
Your Cher is on point, girl.
I like Cher. That Cher. Coming up, Andrew Freund sits down with Anthony Anderson, Jennifer Lewis, Mersey Martin, and the cast of Black-ish. So keep it locked right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited because I am getting ready to speak with the hilarious cast of Black-ish. In your own words, define Black-ish.
That's it. I've never been asked that question before, Andrew, from Dish Nation. But since I'm supposed to have I'm supposed to have something over in this corner right here, I'm Anthony from Black-ish. And let me describe it in my own words.
Boom.
Bold, in your face, authentic. A voice of the people, for the people. Funny, opinionated, and not always politically correct, but that's who we are.
Kind of give me a little tease on what we're gonna see coming up this current season.
Well, season 7 Black-ish, we're dealing with, you know, everything that's happening, right? We're dealing with COVID-19. We dealt with the election. We're dealing with Junior sort of still sort of in that in-between place of, you know, I live at home and what's my identity? So we're dealing with all of those kinds of things. And we're also, you know, dealing with a new phase, a new chapter in the relationship between Pops and Ruby.
Who are some of your dream guest stars? If you could have anyone on the show, who are some of those dream people?
Definitely the Obama family. That would probably be like the holy grail of like guest stars.
Lawrence, what are 4 words you would use to describe Jennifer Lewis?
Powerful, spiritual, intelligent, and gorgeous.
Aww. Jennifer, I'm going to ask you the same thing. 4 words to describe Mr. Fishburne.
He's chivalrous. He's amazing.
Coming in. Jenny.
And I described him in my book, The Mother of Black Hollywood. I said, working with Lawrence Fishburne is like cotton candy, ice cream, and Christmas morning.
Damn. Your co-star, Miss Ross.
Yes.
She's posted some swimsuit photos. Now, what are your thoughts? Are those thirst traps or are those tasteful? Let's do a deep dive here. What are your thoughts on that?
They're both. They are tasteful thirst trap pictures. We have this conversation all the time because as soon as she posts them, my boys all over the world send me screenshots of it's like, yo, Aunt, you gotta hook me up. Yo, Aunt, what's up with your homegirl? I was like, yo, calm down, guys. Calm down.
Marcus, and what are your thoughts on your TV mom's photos?
That's my mom, bro. I don't... I think they're tasteful. Like, Tracy's, you know, she's a queen.
Okay, now I want to wrap this up. Halloween is coming. Obviously, you know, we have to socially distance. But who would you guys like to be for Halloween?
For Halloween, I'm going to be one of Tracee Ellis Ross's thirst trap pictures. You pick the one you want me to be, and I'll be it. I can be in the leopard cheetah outfit. I can be in a two-piece on the beach in Cabo. I can be in the latex leather. Whatever one you want me to be, that's what I'll be.
Oldish is coming. There is going to be a spinoff of Black-ish. Starring the two of you, Lawrence, I'll start with you. What can you tell me about Oldish?
It's going to be a great opportunity for us to do something that's in the vein of what we've been doing in Black-ish, but it's going to allow us to go deeper because you're dealing with two people of a certain age. It's going to allow us to take the relationship between Pops and Ruby much deeper and to explore some things that come with age, like wisdom or foolishness. Yeah. Or both at the same time.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Girardi has time during this quarantine to be petty, y'all. Erica posted this meme on her IG. But when she was asked by the account at Brands by Bravo, the ones that originally made the meme, to give them credit, Erica replied, "Actually, it's not your photo. It's Bravo and Paramount photo. But okay, cute meme though." Now, the two exchanged a few back and forths. Then Erica said, "You know, the way to get more credit for your ideas is to come up with your own and stop leaving comments on my page about how you feel wronged. Now go make some interesting that I can promote." Wow.
Damn. Okay.
Wow.
I love it.
She should have said, "Ha ha ha, thank you at Brands by Bravo. This made me laugh." Then there's no story. There's no issue. I think anytime you're reposting somebody's stuff, it's always good to go, at so-and-so made me laugh. It's just a respect thing.
Oh, come on. This is a meme. It's not the Colonel's secret recipe. Come on.
This is the way social media works, Frank. If she says, "Hey, I love this meme by Brands by Bravo," then that means they get followers. Then followers go into branding and money. So people money. Do this as a business. Yeah. I'm with Heidi. It's a respect thing.
This this place at Brands by Bravo, have any association with Bravo at all? So what are they doing their entire Instagram about?
It's
ripping things off of Bravo.
But Frank, if I took all of your amazingly funny, hysterical lines and said, "I came up with that because I'm Sherry Shepherd," that would be so disrespectful. I would like to. I really would. No. If you smell like tuna fish, that's me. That's all me.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.